Government Mule with Beautifully Broken on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. And Vince Vinyl behind the mic here, thanking you for letting me play the music for this part of your Friday night. In terms of daylight and darkness, this will be the shortest night of the year. June 21st, the first day of summer, and the day with the longest period of sunlight exposure. From this point forward, each day gets a little bit shorter. We barely had a spring this year. It doesn't seem fair that on the first day of summer we start going downhill already.
Long summer dreams are leaving me behind. Hot summer days carry me along to its end, where I begin. Circling like a river over brightly colored stone, breaking up my soul and taking part of me home, leaving the other half to tumble all alone. Love, love, where did you go? Because I know that somewhere deep inside my soul you're still alive, waiting to awaken and shake that river's flood. Love, love, where did you go? Said I didn't know, and they told me that the moon turned blue. I said it didn't show, and they told me that I looked a fool, and I said I'd let that go. But when they told me that our love was dead, I had to turn and go. Thank you.
fell asleep with a guitar in my hand. I dreamed about the ghost of Mississippi, and the blues came walking like a man. Without a word, I passed that guitar. Saw no reflection for a while, but as my eyes came into focus, I recognized a good smile. Oh, oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi, where I don't want to be. I fell asleep with a guitar in my hand. I dreamed about the ghost of Mississippi, and the blues came walking like a man. Oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi, where I don't want to be. Forsaken me, got me down in Mississippi, where I don't want to be.
Ghosts of Mississippi. That was the Steel Drivers, yet another Chris Stapleton vehicle. Lindsey Stirling was in the middle with her magic violin. The tones that gal gets from her instrument make it impossible to call it a fiddle. And as we launched the summer season, we heard Hot Summer Day from It's a Beautiful Day, the Ghosts of San Francisco Past. Good evening to you. I'm Vince Vinyl, and this is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Wow, look at him. I'd do him right now.
Yeah, me too. If he weren't bald.
You may not know it, but this happens to every man at least twice a day. If you're balding, you might as well kiss sex goodbye. Even if you're 16 and have a full head of hair, women can tell if you're going to go bald. And that spells trouble. Let's face it, women hate bald men, except basketball players. What causes baldness? Don't take this the wrong way, but the explanation may be downstairs. It's bald, and it wants you to be too. Through a partially scientific study, doctors have determined that an abundance of testosterone causes baldness. And let's be honest, who needs testosterone? Now science brings you Castrodon. Castrodon goes to the glands that produce testosterone and kills them, protecting your hair and saving your sex life. Within a few days, you'll notice a big difference. You'll begin to look and feel different. If you are willing to do anything to stop the unspeakable from happening to you, take Castrodon. Remember, baldness is loneliness. May impair driving, timekeeping, map reading, and home improvement skills. Castrodon may also cause periodic moodiness, retail addiction, face painting, and menstruation. Thank you.
My baby don't love me no more. Baby, don't love me no more. Yeah, the sky is crying, yeah. Can't you see the tears roll down the road?
In the heat I saw you rising from the dirt. Drunken tears and tugging at your skirt.
I'm flying. is full of rain. The sky's coming down again. I get so tired of these same old blues, the same old song. And baby, it won't be long till I'll be tied on my flying shoes, my flying shoes, till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. This side, summer had to be satisfied. But fall's a feeling that I just can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. Flying shoes, my flying shoes, till I'll be tied on my flying shoes.
Shoes. Yeah, have you taken a flight lately? Anywhere? Airports have really become a nightmare. They will definitely make any of us wish that we had a pair of flying shoes. The Small Faces preceded that one, so named because none of the five members was much over 5 feet tall. They had some stature, though. In addition to Rod Stewart, the band featured Ian McLaughlin and Ronnie Lane, plus guitarist Ron Wood, now with the Rolling Stones. Yeah, it was a vinyl track. Sorry about the skips and pops. Jason Isbell was in that set with Flying Over Water, and bluesman Gary B.B. Cole was up first. The Sky Is Crying is what we heard from him, an Elmore James tune. Say, listen up. If you're at all into the blues, I want to remind you to get on over to San Jose tomorrow morning for the 38th Annual Fountain Blues and Brews Festival. We've been giving out tickets to it for the past couple of weeks, and thanks to Dangerous Dave Garay and radio station KSCU over in Santa Clara for that. The weather is going to be perfect tomorrow for an outdoor show, and it's going to be a heck of a party. Blues legend Charlie Musselwhite is at the top of the bill, along with Lady Bianca, Lydia Pence, and Cold Blood, and Elvin Bishop, who is just about the most fun possible at any concert, and especially an outdoor show. I'll be there, you be there. Plaza de Cesar Chavez Park in downtown San Jose. Runs all day, I think about till dusk, 8 o'clock, something like that. Right now it's 9:45 on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and time for this news update.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's Doyle Redlands with this week's top stories.
This week, top executives from the U.S. financial sector announced they're about ready to ruin the world again. Representatives from all major banking and investment institutions said that more than enough time has passed since they last caused a major global economic meltdown and confirmed they're pretty much fully prepared to bring about a brand new worldwide financial crisis.
We feel like we've given people enough time to get comfortable again. Consumer spending has increased, housing market has rebounded. So yeah, we're all set to go ahead and ruin the global economy again.
A new study released this week confirmed that pregnant women can drink one bottle of wine a day as long as their fetus can hold its alcohol. Medical researchers said while they once strongly cautioned expectant mothers from ever drinking alcohol, it's fine for them to drink up to 750 milliliters of wine per day if the unborn child can, quote, handle its shit without getting too tipsy.
Well, our studies have proven that as long as a fetus knows when to say when, a woman as far along as 7 or 8 months can have a full bottle of wine at night and be fine. Also, if your fetus has a high enough tolerance, you could throw in some mixed drinks, maybe even a few straight shots, no worries.
McDonald's announced this week that the company is considering franchising restaurants after being family-owned and operated for over 70 years. In a press conference Wednesday, company CEO Robert McDonald said that while the restaurant chain has long relied exclusively on McDonald family members to operate and serve food at their over 34,000 worldwide locations, they are slowly running out of relatives to fill new positions.
People have come to expect to walk into a McDonald's anywhere and see a McDonald there, whether it's Daniel McDonald in Grand Rapids, or Shark McDonald in Mumbai, or even my cousin, Hiratama McDonald in Tokyo. Franchising will be a change, but people can still expect the same McDonald's family recipes that they've come to love.
And in local news, a kidnapping is going pretty smoothly.
I keep asking myself, how long can it go on like this? You told yourself a lie. That's all right, I told myself one too. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. You took the silver and you took the gold. You left me standing out in the cold. People ask about you. I didn't tell them everything I knew. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. I'm drifting in and out of dreamless sleep. Somehow my memory's in a ditch so deep. I did so many things I never did intend to do. And I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from.
Thank you.
I don't dare close my eyes, and I don't dare wink. Maybe in the next life I'll be able to hear myself think. I feel like talking to somebody, but I just don't know who. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles from you. Rock me, pretty baby. Rock me all at once. Rock me for a little while, and rock me for a couple of months. You know, honey, I'll rock you too. Well, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles. Put me up for a day or two. Yes, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles. Yes, I try to get closer, but I'm still a million miles.
But you play it all the same. Can't believe it. Thank you. loved and lost, the same as you. So you see, I know just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care.
Thank you.
Band there, and a track from the Maximum Darkness LP, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. That one, a live song recorded at a club outside of London called the Roundhouse. Yeah, I know, there's one in every town. Let's go down to the Roundhouse, baby. They'll never corner us there. Man was a great British progressive outfit from the 1970s and 80s period, and big fans of San Francisco psychedelic outfits. So much so that they had Quicksilver Messenger Service's John Cipollina fly over for part of the tour from which that song was taken. John's unmistakable guitar sound featured nicely in that version of a song that was a staple in Quicksilver live shows for years. Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa did a killer version of Bobby Bland's I'll Take Care of You before that one. Mysteries of Love was in that set from Stomu Yamashita's Japanese outfit, Go, a gorgeous track that featured Redwood City cat Michael Shreve out of Santana, Brit singers Jesse Rodden and Linda Lewis, and beautiful guitar work from Al Di Meola. And Bonnie Raitt was up first in that nice long set. We heard Million Miles from Bonnie's debut release on her very own label, Proper Records. Miss Bonnie getting some killer tones in her slide work in the early part of that tune. I'm Vince Vinyl, and this is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, 92.9 FM KCUF. Now this.
Hello. Ancient people sought meaning in the stars, and you do too. The stars tell you when to hunt, when to harvest, when to make war, or when to drown your children in the bathtub. Hi, this is Beatrix Fontaine, mystic, psychic, surfer of the spiritual realm, and successful syndicated radio host. We are all on a cosmic carousel, and your horse is going up and down until the ride is over and the scary man yells at you to get off. But you still have to pay. This is the lesson for life. Call me now, 212-360-2367. I will give you a personalized automated reading. Find out if you are going to die, or make love, or die making love with a horse. Call me today. Your future depends on it, dearie.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. Life. I love my Bud Light. I like 'em cold and tall. I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys. That's what I'm here for.